Hello and welcome to Football Twaddle. We have four people with us on the podcast today, as opposed to the usual two. So let me say hello to Kumar. What's up, man?
Hello, I'm here again as usual.
And
yay!
And the man Baru is finally here.
Back after 2 months.
Where have you been, man?
I've been around, man. Bharat Darshan. I just realized I haven't seen much of this country.
And all the way from the US. And
from small town Seattle,
we have Karthik, a Liverpool fan.
Hello.
So I think we should just start talking about Liverpool more than the Manchester Derby, because we'd like to listen to Karthik rant a little.
We have an angry rant man too.
So how does a team manage to draw a game 1-1 with 80% possession and the opposition had like one shot?
Oh, so that is what you get when you sign up to be a Liverpool fan. You can dominate game after game and walk away with jack shit.
Can we talk about Liverpool now? I mean,
oh yeah,
we're done with Arsenal.
Yeah, but how frustrating does it feel? So, especially when Sané missed that chance and that comes to bite you back.
Yeah, so Mane actually was through on goal.
Sané. Oh, Mane. I'm talking about, sorry, Mane.
Mumbai FC.
Mane was through on goal. It was a 3v1 and he chose to shoot and then shoot wide. And since then, you just had that feeling that, okay, you know how this is going to play out. This is going to come back and bite you. And then, of course.
Everton, there was no chance of them even. They had no shots, nothing, right?
Yeah.
So it didn't even look like Liverpool were going to lose.
But they were in the game. One goal cushion was never going to be enough, especially against Everton. And it had to be Wayne Rooney scoring against us of all people.
I know, when you talk about, you know, having no shots on target. So Everton had a total of 3 shots. 2 of them were on target.
Hmm.
Liverpool had 23 shots. 3 of them were on target.
Oh, I didn't know that. Because
if we look at our in-house screen,
our monitor.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So Liverpool had 3 shots on target and 23.
79.4% possession.
Fuck! Look at this number.
They've been touching a lot of balls. But but they got only 3 on target. What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that even mean? How do you even read? If someone didn't watch the match and just looked at that, what are they? The 23 shots and 3 on target. That doesn't seem like an efficient.
No, but probably justified for the fact that he left Firmino and Coutinho both on the bench.
Why?
Liverpool, like, there's so much good stuff being said about an attack and how fluently it flows, how fluid it is. But we are actually very wasteful. If you go back and see, when we actually do not get a lot of shots on target. We just create a lot of chances and then we keep spurning them. And then in comes Dejan Lovren or Simon Mignolet and then gives away all the points.
And with all of those chances, half of them it's Coutinho shooting from, you know, the halfway line.
Yeah,
Coutinho doing his Barcelona audition.
So,
la, la, la,
Klopp.
La, la.
So Klopp left out Coutinho
and
Firmino.
And started Solanke.
So there's a theory that, you know, last year in January, Liverpool had this massive drop-off. They didn't even win one game in Jan. So he's trying to, like, manage that.
Yeah, and definitely we have, like, a lot more games to play this season because we finally made Champions League.
Yeah, might as well not win games in December.
Rather not win them in January.
That's some thinking, Klopp.
I think German efficiency.
The team that started had enough quality to see out the win, but
they did.
It was individual error.
If only the referees match the quality, man.
Plus you can't always factor in for Lovren.
I don't want to talk about dodgy referees yet, because we can get to that in the Manchester Derby. I'm sure there'll be plenty to say in that.
But was that a penalty? One word answer.
No.
Oh,
where are those controversial Liverpool fans?
Where are they saying that yes, it could have been one? It doesn't matter. We blew this game up. What do you make of Klopp's post-match interview where he kind of lost it?
Kind of.
He was.
Yeah.
He did lose it.
Well, the comparison is with Mourinho. Says always kind of lost it.
He was clearly angry, but I think he was angry at the wrong people. Like, Mane spawned a glorious chance.
Hmm.
Lovren was being Lovren. And, like, that's where you need to, like, focus that anger. And
he was angry at the guy asking him
the question.
Yeah. In the press conference, he asked, how many of you
played football?
I want to talk to someone who has a basic understanding of football.
I didn't know Gujarat elections shifted to the Mosi side.
So, anyway, Liverpool drew that game. And so let me come to Baru right now. How does it feel like in this weekend that Arsenal draw a game and still come out like the second best team to emerge this weekend?
You know, the funny thing is that Arsenal fans have been so silent in the aftermath of this weekend. I mean, we're just happy that no one's noticing that we, like, you know, Southampton
had this. And it's a game we would have... should have lost, most probably, you know.
Yeah.
Southampton had like four,
it was
five.
Southampton away, though. It was...
No, but still, they had, so Southampton had four chances in the first 15-20 minutes where, you know...
Charlie Austin missed Austin so badly.
Charlie Austin went one-on-one with Peter Cech three times.
What is with Arsenal? Why did they start games off so slowly? Versus United as well. Like, in the first 20 minutes, they were on the ropes, almost like rolling over.
Yeah, giving others a fair chance.
See, still
because coming. We know that, like, towards the end of the game, we are going to get Giroud on.
Yeah,
and he is going to score a goal. So we're like, you guys, how about we, like, you know, negate the handicap?
You know, with the title race already, you know, out
done
of the
dusted.
Race. Yeah, so there has to be some entertainment
to
get people watching.
At what point in the season were you out of the title race? Like,
not just all of us.
Yeah,
all of us.
Don't club this.
You know what everyone says? Everyone is like, you know, a football season's like a marathon race, and you know, you have to be there, you know, get your heels in for the entire season.
These guys just want to finish the race.
This year was just like a 100-meter dash, man. Pep's like, oh, I just want to finish and go home or something.
So now we're just making it interesting, you know, so that
for all you know,
come April,
Pep is going to win them the league.
By when?
By Christmas. And he's going to go back to Spain and make sure that Barcelona also wins the league. And he's got like two trophy presentations.
And he'll manage both the teams in the Champions League final.
Yeah, man. I remember playing chess like that when I was a kid.
Messi against Mangala. That'll be that. Yeah, but then why does Giroud have to always come to the rescue?
Because, I mean, Wenger, you know, Giroud's like his, you know, his adopted son or something. And he just wants to make sure that Giroud gets his place in the... Because the French national team, they're giving all these random statements like, you know, oh, Giroud needs to play more if he wants to be in the team.
So he made him gave him a substitute.
And this is not like Didier who's saying it. It's like the assistant manager is like, oh, Didier said that Giroud needs to play more. And Giroud's like, what the fuck, man? I mean, I'm scoring goals in the amount of time I'm getting. So imagine.
And why are Arsenal fans not just letting Mertesacker be? It's only 6 more months.
Mertesacker isn't letting Mertesacker be.
you have holding, you have Chambers. Why not play one of them?
No, hold on. It's only 6 more months. You know he's gone. You know you're not going to win the league. Give the old man his due and then ask him to go away. No, in 6 months. He's going away.
He will get his due sitting on the bench as well. You don't have to, you know, act like a giraffe in front of Charlie Austin to get... He's running like he's clueless. If you saw the first 15 minutes, I was just falling around everywhere.
No, I heard Gerard.
No, he did not slip.
He fell, not
he
slip.
He fell, yeah.
Neither did he win you on the Champions League.
He did win the World Cup, though.
And the FA Cup.
Oh, I actually didn't even figure out we had a Liverpool fan. I was like, what's he going
here
on?
Here we go.
What's he going on about Champions League?
Champions League?
Yeah.
Oh, Europa League.
No, Gerard won the Champions League.
What is the Champions League? What do you
mean? Oh, yeah.
Even this one competition, you got lucky in 2006.
I know, man. I know about the Europa League.
I supported Arsenal actually in that match. I don't even like Barcelona, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, moving on to the
moving
Manchester
on
derby.
To the Manchester
But before
derby.
That, Wenger in or Wenger out?
No, we do that every week.
Is it too early in the season?
We are past that stage.
We are way past.
It's a year and a half too late.
Yeah. It's not.
We're all like Wenger.
We don't even feel like saying Wenger out anymore. Yeah. It's like just do what
it's just
you
6
want.
Months here. It's just letting Wenger be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Wenger be.
Hashtag Wenger be.
Yeah, let's get that going, man. Anyway, moving on.
Manchester Derby.
The home game for Jose Mourinho.
It does not matter.
It doesn't matter.
How should it matter whether it's home or away?
Suddenly, I've got like the rock.
Okay. Before we go on about the game, we have a big Mourinho fan in the house.
Yeah.
So right away, I'm going to jump into it, Saru.
Dude, I'll tell you. The problem is no.
Oh, there is a problem.
There is a problem with Mourinho.
Just one?
No, yeah. There is actually only one problem. One big problem.
He's a big dick.
Yeah, but that's okay. Even Wenger is a dick. All of them are dicks. So that's fine. They're all assholes in general. I think that's even beyond doubt. But I think this guy, he at least used to attack to win. I don't even know if you remember, Chelsea played PSG and they lost that game leading after the first leg in Champions League 2-3 years ago. and in Stamford Bridge, he just stopped attacking. From then, he just
Felipe
said...
Felipe Luis knocked them out, right? Is it that game?
David Luiz knocked them out. Okay. I think from that game, he's decided, fuck it. So scoring goals is someone else's job. I won't even make an attempt that someone in my team can actually do it.
Are you saying that's why Lukaku started assisting other people?
Like, fuck it, I can't assist people.
Yeah, Lukaku is like, if I can't assist my own team,
might as well.
People do it.
Mourinho, he starts attacking players and makes them play in a defensive way. You have Martial defending it.
But you always had that.
So. You have Lukaku being last man.
You always had that. That's not, at least his teams, if you see how he managed Real Madrid or Chelsea, when they got the ball, there was a purpose in running towards the opposition goal. Now there's nothing. This game, they didn't even defend properly. It was just so random, this one. They didn't defend, they didn't attack, nothing. They were just there.
Like, against Arsenal, like, it was a complete defensive thing. There were, like, 50 clearances from Manchester United.
Yeah, but then they still...
This game had 17.
No,
like,
see, there are two things.
It's not like City took the game away completely.
Yeah, that's exactly. Against Arsenal, they defended.
It was a complete bombardment.
They
ran
like five times towards the goal and they scored thrice.
Yeah.
This match, what did they do? And this was supposed to be an important match, you know.
I think definitely United conceded the race by losing at Old Trafford to City. Do you think Pogba would have made a difference?
Yes.
I think Fellaini would have made a difference.
Fellaini and Pogba.
So why did Fellaini not play?
Because he was not fit enough. He was not even in the substitutes bench.
Right.
Because on Twitter, I saw Fellaini got off the bus. I'm like, fuck. Okay. All right. People are like, we saw Fellaini get off the bus. Oh, shit. But you saw the game as well, right?
Yeah.
It seemed like in the second half they were trying, but then it was like kind of pointless. And City were not even that good. They were like much better during the Chelsea game. This was so bad. It was quite a bad game. And the worst was City's time wasting. That must have been the most insulting. That must have insulted Mourinho more than even losing.
Yeah, and more than partying, more than throwing milk at him.
Yeah. What must have like irritated the fuck out of him was them just like hitting the ball of the United player and taking a throw.
That was fine. You know, there was this moment when Bernardo Silva got the ball from a throw-in. He went in towards the box.
Came back.
And he came back to the
and then he just kicked the ball on this guy and
he kicked it out of Ashley Young, I think.
Yeah, and United for the fifth time, they realized these guys fuckers are just like kicking the ball, so they had to duck.
and then they got the goal kick.
Like 7 minutes later, something since they started.
That is so insulting.
What did you think about the Herrera penalty incident? Was that a penalty?
I think it was.
I mean, you can always say that there was contact and everything.
What do you mean always say? We always say that. What? Without contact, why would it be a penalty?
You dived.
Was it a
dive? No, he didn't dive. There was contact. What do you mean you can say?
No,
there
was
contact,
but he did dive. Wow. He was only...
He went down too easily.
Okay, fine. What do you mean went down too easily? How do you know he went down too easily? there was definite contact.
Physics, man.
That guy didn't move his leg. He just kept his leg there.
And Herrera tripped over it.
But yeah, it doesn't matter. I think they would have still lost the game. Even if they would have given Lukaku the penalty today. From De Gea would be like waiting here.
And what was with like Edison saving with his face, man?
Oh.
That was more double save.
That was
not even a save.
More like a shot.
That was shot on face. United had one shot on target, two shots on face.
I hope there are no kids listening in.
That was
more of, you know, Lukaku missing than...
But what's there to look forward to anymore? The season is over. All our teams, like, it looks like the Spurs are playing so bad that Arsenal probably finished fourth.
Now you understand why we said like fourth, like top four was like a trophy. Now you get it.
Dude, I'm a Chelsea fan. It doesn't matter. We're going to get out of Barcelona with Barcelona in Champions League.
Oh, speaking of that was smooth, man.
What a segue.
So smooth.
Anyway, so let's get first thoughts of Mr. Karthik here. Liverpool is playing Porto.
That was actually one of the best draws we could have hoped for. Because we tried to beat Sevilla on two different legs and we could not do that.
So you won't play Sevilla. You wouldn't have played Sevilla in round of 16 anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Then, yeah, I don't know who our possible opponents were, but Porto is one of the teams I was hoping to face.
Your possible opponents were Real Madrid, Shakhtar, Okay. Bayern Munich.
Fuck no.
Fuck no indeed. Take it from us.
Basel, Juventus and Porto. So yeah.
Yeah, it was between Basel and Porto.
How lucky is Manchester City?
No, but then I don't think so. Even if they had gotten Porto or Sevilla, it wouldn't have made much of a difference.
Yeah, even if they'd got like anyone else, man. I mean, the form that City is in right now.
No, but then they did lose against Shakhtar.
Yeah, they lost against
Shakhtar. Because they'd like taken the foot off the gas.
No, even the first game they played against Shakhtar like gave them... They could have lost to Bayern Munich. They have Jupp Heynckes. They don't have Ancelotti as a coach now. So, and
but talking about the big game. Are we going to discuss the big game?
That's Madrid. Which Paris,
is,
right?
Basel
that's,
City.
That's the attacking
one.
Madrid and...
PSG.
Where one of our contributors is...
PSG is going to win.
PSG has not been tested against the really big clubs yet.
Bayern.
That was a group stage game. So, right? This is a knockout. Like, the stakes are way higher.
I think this is
Madrid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but look at Madrid's season until now, right?
Yeah.
They're like third in the... Even Valencia is beating them.
That's true. But
even Valencia. What day is that? Even
they have Cristiano Ronaldo. You can never count on a team with Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, so they'll score a goal. We're giving you that.
Yeah,
he can manage a team.
Yeah, and he can manage a team. We saw that Euro final. But PSG has Neymar, Cavani. Even they're friends now.
Mbappe.
And they're friends.
And they're friends. And Mbappe.
Mbappe.
And they have Verratti.
But PSG, like, they play in like a one-team league and Madrid play in a two-team league. So Madrid,
and they're out of the league.
There's like
100%
increase in the competition.
Yeah, so Madrid are being challenged twice as much every season.
So which game is going to be better? Madrid, PSG or Chelsea, Barcelona?
Obviously Madrid, PSG.
I think Chelsea are not going to be very attacking versus Barcelona. They're going to try and stifle the game. I think.
But Madrid, Barcelona are not the Barcelona of old, so.
That's true, they don't have Neymar.
Or...
Ronaldinho.
Or they don't even have...
Well, actually, when they did have Ronaldinho, they lost, right? To Chelsea.
Yeah, 4-2. That was a great game.
I think UA-Tottenham is also...
UA-Tottenham is going to be an interesting game. Tottenham have had a really good run in the Champions League until now.
Do you expect Chesney to start?
Against, yeah.
And then,
if Chesney starts...
And then he's going to spend half of his time
Is this Buffon's last season at Juventus?
I would assume so. That's why, I mean, it has to be the last or the second last, right?
Achha.
I mean, it can't be the third
or
last.
It can't be the third.
Or probably he may get an extension also.
On the second? No, I mean, otherwise they wouldn't get someone like of Chesney's level. His stature.
I heard they're interested in signing the new Gianluigi Donnarumma from AC Milan. He's going to be
everyone's interested in signing Donnarumma.
But actually, AC Milan, probably there's going to be a sale of almost all the players. They have no money.
Right.
And
yeah, they spent all of it this summer, man.
Not just that. So the guy who actually bought AC Milan, he said he had the money. And then
he
has the money, guys. Woo, he has the money.
So he paid like, you know, like you pay for rent here, token advance he pays. And then Berlusconi is waiting for the money. It doesn't come in. And for 6 months they wait for the deal to complete. He finally gets the money, but he's not really as rich. So he borrows money from a hedge fund guy in the US who's known for giving such tough conditions.
Okay.
And he said he'll repay in 18 months or something. Right. And they buy all these players. Now he has no money to repay. So he has to refinance the thing. So if there's no one willing to pay the price for the assets he wants.
Right.
So that club is almost like, no one knows what's going to happen to it. So this guy may just strip all the players, the hedge fund guy, or he may just buy it on the cheap. So for all you know, almost every player in AC Milan is up for sale at 6 months down the line. Like Liverpool can get Donnarumma better than Mignolet.
Is he though? Totally. He totally is.
Everyone is better than Mignolet.
How delusional are you, man? Okay, let's run through right now. What do you think? Who are going to be winners? Juventus versus Tottenham.
Juve.
Basel versus City.
I think all the English teams are going to win, man.
No, not way. Let's go one by one. Basel versus City.
City.
Fuck, come on, dude.
This was such an easy match.
Show Basel some love.
Oh, you... But it's funny how you...
You want to know a great stat, which is the most pointless in for this game. Basel have always proved to be a tough opposition for English teams.
Especially Manchester teams.
No, even Chelsea.
क्यों चेल्सी को क्या क्यों
दैट्स व्हाई मोरिन्यो बॉट मो सलाह नो बिकॉज बाजिल गेव अ टफ फाइट टू चेल्सी ही ऑलवेज बाइज द बेस्ट प्लेयर एंड देन मोव्स हिम टू यूवेंटस और समथिंग लाइक क्वाड्राडो एंड मो सलाह
लेट्स सी यू डिफीट अस नेक्स्ट टाइम
फॉर यू दिस लाइक Porto Liverpool.
It's going to be a high scoring draw and Liverpool's going to go through.
like away Liverpool will draw 3-3 and home they'll draw 2-2 and they'll
it's
go
like
through
we
because
4-0,
of...
we win 4-0 away and lose 3-0 at home. Like,
oh. Like that.
All right. What? Sevilla Manu. I should answer this. Manu, of course. They'll have nothing to play
I wouldn't
for.
Say of course Sevilla is not a pushover.
Yeah, but Manu's defense also not Liverpool, so yeah.
Oh.
Come on, this Cano, Real Madrid, Paris Saint-Germain.
Madrid.
Madrid.
Really?
I think
yeah.
we should I'll go for Madrid.
No, come on.
We should leave this fixture for Arush to answer.
Yeah, I think we'll...
Shakhtar, Roma.
Roma.
No, man. I'll go with Shakhtar.
Roma.
Why? Because you know them better.
Yeah.
Shakhtar because...
I played Roma and
keep Totti.
No,
even
Totti.
He's gone now.
Oh, yeah.
Oi, Chelsea, Barcelona.
You should answer.
Barcelona.
Chelsea.
Delusional match?
No. I actually think Chelsea is going to win.
We shall see.
Okay, yeah, let's run that match in your head once.
Yeah.
How?
Okay. I don't even know if the first game is home. It doesn't matter to
it
Chelsea.
It is obviously.
First is home, right?
Versus Chelsea home.
They'll win 2-0. Yeah. 2-0. Chelsea will win 2-0. And away, Barcelona will beat Chelsea 2-1.
Will there be a red card in the
Are you planning on going to Barcelona and kidnap Messi for the fixture?
No, dude. We are spending all the money for Russia.
But do you predict a red card? And do you predict good refereeing?
No. Not a chance.
Do you think we're going to see a return from...
I mean, if Barcelona win, I'll obviously say it's bad refereeing.
For Oribo.
Oh, dude.
Is he going to come back?
That guy was so bad.
Are you saying he was a disgrace?
Yeah, he was. He was actually a disgrace.
A fucking disgrace?
He was so bad. Bayern Besiktas. But Chelsea is going to win that. I have a feeling. Gut feel.
I think Besiktas is going to win this match. Just because of their social media strategy. This summer when they got...
Did you see that? No, I didn't. What did they do?
Hello? Kartik? Yes, Baru? Come to Besiktas.
So,
they got
wait,
Pepe.
First, who went to Besiktas?
I don't know, man. Fuck, we're going to have to like look that up.
wait,
I'll just play it. 1, 2, 3, go.
Hey Kumar, who's going to win? Bayern or Besiktas?
Besiktas. Now you know how to edit also.
Yeah, I know how to edit. I have all the bits. I can move them edit. Alright, before we like wrap up, dude, you need to like sit closer to the mic, else I'll have to amp your voice and all that bullshit.
Okay.
So let's go through the fixtures for the next these 2 weeks.
Hazard is starting as a striker.
Who?
Hazard.
Oh, shit. I almost made him my captain.
Morata's not going to play.
He's injured. Okay. So, Premier League fixtures. Why is it not coming in Google?
It's on Chromecast.
Wait.
Do you want to see for Premier League or Under 18?
No.
You could see Under 18.
Dude, fuck it. I want to play Premier League. Okay, let's run through this. What's going to happen this week and next week? Like, let's go start with Liverpool. Where's Liverpool, dude? Who are they playing?
West Brom.
And they're playing in the weekend. Who are they playing?
Liverpool is playing
another small team.
Bournemouth.
So what's going to happen? These two games.
Going to get 6 points.
Right.
But are you going to get six goals across?
Yeah,
I think Bournemouth might be a bit difficult, but yeah.
We're definitely going to concede, but I think we should be able to outscore
win
both
6 points,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Baru, Arsenal, who's playing? Arsenal playing?
Arsenal's playing West Ham away, and then we're playing
Newcastle
at home.
So 6 points?
More like 4, I think. I don't think,
I think Newcastle can take a point.
I think Arsenal's going to take 3 from Newcastle, but West Ham's going to be like a...
No, but I'll go for 6 points.
Heavy match.
Will it be a 4-4 with Newcastle?
No.
Nah.
Not again.
Who's going to score 4 goals?
No, Rafa team is going to score 4 goals.
Whoa. That guy died or something, didn't he?
Dude.
Who? The one who scored like the
don't
fourth one. Chooks.
Cheek Yote.
He passed away.
What?
Of course he did. Cheek
Yote.
I will confirm, and if it's not true, I will cut it out. Kano, Manchester United. They're playing. Who are they playing?
Bournemouth.
And on the weekend, they're playing?
West Brom.
West Brom.
I think they'll win against West Brom.
West Brom's having a tough set of fixtures.
And Bournemouth.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 6 points.
Emotional withdrawal.
Six points. Yeah.
Who is Chelsea playing? Huddersfield and Southampton. I don't know. 4 points. It doesn't look like anything.
But who are you going to draw points against?
Southampton.
Dude, Huddersfield is going to, like, oh no, I've got Hazard in my team, so
yeah,
yeah, even I was.
You got to
yeah.
step up, man.
And just for, you know, for the sake of talking about Spurs, like, let's talk.
Facing
going?
Brighton.
Oh, Spurs is going to face City.
Brighton, oh.
Brighton and City.
City.
I'm going to say 2 points.
No, they'll take 3 points against Brighton.
No, draw against City and draw against Brighton.
Is Brighton home or away?
Brighton
home. Hey, tell me one thing. If Man City lose to Spurs and United and Chelsea and let's even add Arsenal win their next two games, is the title race back on?
No.
Liverpool.
Nah, let it be.
The answer is still no.
The answer is still no?
Yeah.
Alright, and for...
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we don't
you want to talk about Stoke and West Ham?
Yeah, dude, that's such an interesting
going to be a
game.
Big match, man.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next week.
Do you guys
okay.
think City can do what the Invincibles did this season?
No.
You think
they're probably going to lose to Huddersfield.
Yeah, some random team
yes,
they'll just lose to.
Probably over the holiday period only.
Let's bet on it, man. Like, when is City facing Huddersfield?
they already beat them 2-1.
Yeah, 2-1. So
no.
You're going back to US when?
End of the month.
Ah, we can call you for 2 more weeks at least.
Okay, sure.
All right, cool. All right, thanks for joining us, Karthik. Baru.
Later.
Will you?
Later. Man. 2 months.
Next time.
2018.
There was one more podcast.
And Kumar.
I'll be here next week.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.